Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We could not have made a more powerful case for calling him than the case the president's lawyers just did in trying to contest that link between military aid investigations.
Well, I haven't seen the manuscript, but I can tell you nothing was ever said to John Bolton, but I have not seen a manuscript.
We're back in D.C. Impeachment, the defense for the Prez. That's what it was all about on Monday. It started on Saturday for a couple of hours, then Sunday was a day of rest. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Sadly, there is awful news about Kobe Bryant. If you hadn't heard, at 41, he was killed along with his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi. They were on the way to a basketball game at his academy, along with two of her friends. Two other 13-year-old girls and family members along with them. The NTSB is working on more specifics about the fatal helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. Needless to say, it looks like it was something to do with weather because it was foggy and misty and other helicopters and aircraft were grounded, but they had special permission to fly. And Kobe Bryant, who is iconic and would have been in the Hall of Fame this year in the NBA, was somebody who traveled by helicopter really most of his career because of the horrific traffic in Los Angeles. So this was a normal thing for him, not normal what happened. And sadly, a member of the National Transportation Safety Board said the helicopter's pilot advised air traffic controllers that he was climbing to avoid a cloud layer before the incident. And the aircraft, of course, didn't have a black box, so they expect they're going to be on the site for 5 days. The site is really spread out because of how it exploded. And the area is being patrolled by deputies on horseback and all-terrain vehicles, all that kind of stuff, because they're right there in the hills, if you will. And a lot of people are trying to just process this period across the United States and in other nooks and crannies, that's for sure. And speaking of processing, and that's where I started to talk about Washington and the possibilities of now what's going on with the impeachment trial, and it's gone into its next week. It is about the defense. They have the floor. They're defending the president and what happened and allegedly happened. Alan Dershowitz is one of the lawyers who seems to be the most vocal so far from everything that I can see. The big news was John Bolton's book, the former national security advisor. Bolton's book, mysteriously, there were some leaks of the manuscript, and on those pages, there were interactions with the president over the Ukraine, a lot of them. So the Trump Dream legal team, as they were renewing their defense from Saturday, they're handling the fallout from this new report on Bolton's claim on withholding military aid from the Ukraine, which is at the heart of everything that has certainly happened here. And it's interesting because the fact that you have White House aides and Republicans on the Hill, they're fearing that what happens with these allegations in the book, and does that push the trial into next week, and are there more disclosures that are damning? And it comes down to the evidence. It comes down to the defense. It comes down to the vote on having witnesses. And that looks pretty shaky right now. There aren't enough Democrats. There are enough Democrats, but not enough Republicans to jump ship, I think, to vote for that. But one never knows. It just doesn't feel that way or look that way to me whatsoever. If you were thinking of traveling to China, be careful. The U.S. government is warning us to avoid all non-essential travel to China because they're grappling with a horrific outbreak, the coronavirus. 100 lives, more than 100 lives, really, and infected more than 4,400 people. And this is just the worst. In the United States, we've had several cases of it, and there are some concerns, but not the concerns for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that they have in China. They just are saying, hey, it's a level 3. That's our highest alert. So be careful if you go to China. Don't go to just go visit. China's health minister said the coronavirus is increasing in the what it's doing and now could be contagious even before people exhibit symptoms, which means healthy people could be possible carriers, and that's the scary, scary thing. And the thought, I think, for many people is, oh, please, God, oh, please, it's not SARS. Because when SARS happened, you had 59,000 infections and 1,500 deaths when they had that outbreak, and that was in 2002, 2003. We have 5 cases in the U.S., and some other countries have them as well, South Korea and France and Japan and Nepal and Thailand and Canada, Sri Lanka, Germany, Vietnam, Taiwan. Here's the thing, casual contact can pass that on, and that's why it is so scary. Because it is, the virus is wicked. But the optimism is there that this can be squelched. And certainly the CDC is saying in the United States, we do not have to have widespread panic over this. Because it doesn't make any sense, is what the CDC is saying. So you have to keep an eye on the number of cases. So what a way to start off. We have the helicopter crash with Kobe Bryant, the world reacting to that, the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, and a virus that is decimating a city in China and concerns of what it could possibly do. I mean, when it jumps almost 65% confirmed cases in a day, that is a scary, scary thing. Incredibly scary. In the wake of what happened with Kobe Bryant, there are lots of conversations about how he'll be honored. The world already mourning him in various ways. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks is going to retire number 24. No player will ever wear that, even though Kobe never played for Dallas, but he did play against Dallas as a Laker. And there were lots of tweets from famous people, interesting people, just fans, about hearing the news and really feeling for his daughter and the friends that were lost as well. The NBA also postponed the Lakers game because of the loss of Kobe Bryant as a way to honor him. And this was a big game. It was the Lakers versus the Clippers, so that's postponed. And again, Kobe Bryant was one of 9 people at the age of 41 who died when the helicopter they were in crashed on a hillside in Calabasas, California on Sunday morning. Sadly, his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, was on board, and 2 of her friends and their family members, a few of them anyway, as well. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
He's a certified flight instructor. He had a second class medical, and on the last one, which was dated July 2019, he had 8,200 hours. It's an experienced pilot. So you figure that's July. He's got more time now. We would have gotten updated information on his flight time in this July. Yeah, more conversation happening, like I mentioned, around the United States and certainly internationally as well over what happened with the helicopter that went down. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us. And it's strange aviation experts you heard there, the board member from the National Transportation Safety Board, Jennifer Hohenby, that there was this special permission, this special clearance to fly. So experts are just saying that the pilot probably got lost in the fog is what happened. And the last radio message was, as I mentioned, he was climbing to avoid a cloud layer before he plunged 1,000 feet into a hillside. Radar showed that the helicopter reached 2,300 feet before descending, and then they found the wreckage after that. They went to the crash site, the NTSB, in Calabasas to collect the evidence, and the debris field was pretty extensive, and you could see that the fuselage is on the other side of a hill. The main rotor is 100 yards away from that. They think that maybe the pilot might have gotten disoriented because of the fog. But they're looking at everything from the pilot's history to the engines to, you know, everything in between. Because he had gotten, the pilot got that special clearance to fly in heavy fog just minutes before the crash. Oh, just how sad is that? And then saying they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. And then it was just, boom, so quickly it happened before 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Someone on the ground called 911 to report the crash. Boy, oh boy. And they say if you're flying visually, so if you get caught in a situation where you can't see out the windshield, the life expectancy, because this is does hang in people's minds, of the pilot and the aircraft is 10, 15 seconds, maybe tops. And it happens, they say it happens all the time, the fatal dive, if you're not careful, it's foggy, etc. I mean, look at, like I mentioned, the Los Angeles Police Department and the County Sheriff's Department grounded their own choppers. They wouldn't go up. So it does raise that question of why were they flying? Why was that? Why did that happen? But the why is now at this point, as you move forward, it's about a career. It's about the people as well that were on the helicopter and lives that are just broken, you know, and some of them really, really young lives. What's interesting is, while after that happened and so many fans were trying to figure out where to go in L.A. and they went to the Staples Center and there you had the Grammys coming up. I thought about this, the Grammys. When was the last time you watched the Grammys? As much as I'm a music lover, I was reading something earlier in the day that a lot of people, that used to be the thing you watched. And maybe it's because we had only a handful of choices. Now we have a gazillion stations and binge watching and everything else that we do. But the award ceremony, which was is in its 62nd year, they say that it got a 12-year low in viewers. Just did not draw viewers. The ceremony didn't pull people in. I wonder why that is, because we don't like to see award ceremonies, because there's, like I said, so many other things we could be watching, because we're exhausted, because we're hanging out, because we're doing something else. I don't know. I'm not sure, and I don't do that for a living and speculate as to why one thing is popular when it comes to award shows and the other is not popular, but they're talking about it just wasn't good. It was a down year. And I think it's because people are interested in probably other things. I think they're interested in other things, and it's tough to gain the attention of the younger crowd, and probably just tough to gain the older crowd, most likely. I'll tell you what. This is the funniest story. I read this over an overseas paper that was talking about the story. But Elon Musk is going to launch 60 Starlink internet satellites into space. Yes. And despite the fact that there's a lot of debate over that project and doing that, his firm, SpaceX, is going to launch the sats in defiance of the critics who say he's flooding the Earth's orbit with space junk. So now Elon Musk is junking up the outside of our planet. And it's true. Think of 60 satellites and where that all goes. That wall. I love the image of that. The wall of space junk. How many satellites does it take to satisfy one obsessed billionaire? That's to be able to see everything. That's the whole idea. What can we see? What can we transmit? All of that. I mean, I think the intentions are good, but now even the astronomy community is up in arms about this, saying that humanity could be trapped on Earth by too much space junk in Earth's orbit. So if you were planning to escape Earth, you might not be able to do it because there's too much junk around once you get past the planet. You know, and what happens if it is true. Somebody brought this up. What happens if you were to go bankrupt? You can't bring them down. What are you going to do? They're going to just stay out there and float. Oh, there's another Musk satellite. What's happening? What if there was a collision? Because there's always the fear of the collision and how tightly all of them are wound. The need for information. And what does it do? And what's it going to look? Well, how's it going to affect the night sky? Is it going to be brighter than we can imagine? I don't know. It does seem like a lot. In fact, astronomers complain that satellites now appear like bright trails of light in the night sky. That they don't like them. Because it's detrimental, especially to the large ground-based astronomical telescopes. And even the International Astronomical Union issued a statement complaining about the reflective starlight satellites. Ooh, he needs to back down, but he won't. That'll just make him want to launch more. That's what I'm assuming, right? I mean, it's all funny until someone gets hurt by space junk. I'm just saying, if you were thinking that was the place you could escape to, think again, my friends, because it might not be pleasant and you might not be able to get up there in the first place. Seriously. Wow. All right, I've also been wondered this, too, and I'm just going to throw this out here because this was another horrific thing that I read. As if Australia didn't have enough things to worry about, this put them on the map for something really sad. A woman died while she was taking part in the cake-eating competition to celebrate Australia Day. The paramedics were called to the pub in Queensland. She was involved in a medical incident, is what they called it. She had, the six-year-old woman, she had a seizure after she shoveled some of the cake into her mouth. And they're called lamingtons, which is a traditional Australia dessert. They're kind of cube-shaped sponge cakes dipped in chocolate and covered in grated coconut. She was rushed to the hospital, but she didn't survive. Oh, that is, what a depressing thing. A cake-eating contest. I mean, that's a freak tragedy, isn't it? And it's not suspicious. The coroner's going through everything. It is just, again, bad timing eating this cake. And very, very sad. I mean, what do you say? Deepest condolences, right? I mean, terrible. Medical incident is what they're calling it. Stay with us. I'll meet you in a few.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because that's my dad's favorite basketball player.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission. President Trump meeting at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of a new peace plan that will be released. To Capitol Hill, where the president's attorneys continue to argue the case he did nothing wrong, it still remains unclear if witnesses will be called to the Senate. And the number of people who have died in China from the coronavirus soaring. Many, many others sick, and here in the U.S., five confirmed cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
And the fact that one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. January is Birth Defects Awareness Month. I think a lot of people aren't maybe perhaps aware of that. Somebody who definitely is Dr. Scott Adzik. He's the Surgeon in Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Quite a resume that Dr. Adzik has. He's absolutely dedicated his life to this. He's an innovator in fetal medicine since the field's inception, really. So, Doc, thanks so much for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
How many babies each year are born with birth defects, to put it in perspective?
Well, since it says Birth Defects Awareness Month, I'll give you some key points. First of all, 1 in 33 babies is born with a birth defect, so they're amazingly common. Birth defects are costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. They're mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown. They're overlooked. In my view, the research is underfunded, and their birth defects are deadly. They're the leading cause of infant mortality. So in terms of stats, each year in the U.S., nearly 150,000 babies are born with birth defects, many with conditions so rare most parents and even some clinicians have never heard of them. And so too often these families are made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options. So it's great that we're talking so that your listeners can hear about this relatively new enterprise of fetal surgery.
Yeah, so talk about that. What could be helped by having the surgery while the baby is still in the womb?
I'll give you a couple of examples. The two most frequent operations we do before birth are fetoscopic laser therapy for twin-twin transfusion syndrome, and the other is open fetal surgery for spina bifida. So for twin-twin transfusion syndrome, the setup is identical twins, each in their own amniotic sac, and as opposed to each twin having its own placenta, the vascular disc that connects the fetus to the mother, they have a shared placenta, and there are abnormal blood vessels that go from one side to the other, such that one of the identical twins gets too much blood and goes into heart failure and develops an excess of amniotic fluid. And the other twin doesn't get enough blood, goes into kidney failure, and doesn't produce any amniotic fluid, becomes a stuck twin. The way to treat that and to save both twins who are otherwise doomed is to put a scope into the uterus through the mother's abdominal wall and uterine wall, visualize the placenta, and use a laser fiber to photocoagulate or occlude those culprit blood vessels with very good outcomes. The second example is fetal surgery for spina bifida. Now, spina bifida is a birth defect in which the coverings of the spinal cord don't form, and so the higher this is on the spinal cord, the more nerves are affected, and we've learned that there's ongoing damage to those nerves through the intrauterine environment, particularly amniotic fluid exposure, because that's mostly...
is the key for many people. Everybody doesn't like journaling, but for me, it was an opportunity to become whole, and I continued that when I came out. It didn't become a book until 2018, and, you know, that's kind of how, I mean, if it hadn't been for that military experience, I would not be in a position to help my veterans, fellow veterans, understand or get a grip on themselves. And even to today, I use that experience to help fellow veterans to understand how we can diminish and hopefully someday eliminate death by suicide, which is at 21, 22 per day nationwide now. It really takes, you know, standing in the mirror and defying what you've been taught or what has been said to you by, I'm going to say by the empire, whether that empire is political or religious or military, it really is our responsibility or my responsibility to have experienced that to help others not to experience it. In other words, what I'm saying is I, too, am a victim of sexual assault while serving in the military. I, too, after coming home, attempted suicide, and all of that would have happened, number one, if I didn't have a praying mother. I've got to give my mother credit, God rest her soul, for me having some stability of mind. And I'm doing that with veterans as we speak. On the 1st of December, for an example, I met with a group of veterans, and the topic was, I survived death by suicide, a time of storytelling. And it was amazing to hear fellow veterans talk about their experience and how they survived death by suicide, and how that he survived death by suicide.
Wow.
And how wonderful it is to have to talk about that, who is a professional but is not going to take the clinical approach. That's the last thing we need as veterans, is the clinical approach. We need folks that will talk with us from a spiritual perspective, that will talk to our soul, that will help our soul stay in fitness, that while we have been able to accomplish many of the things that we've been able to accomplish and to accumulate the things that we've been able to accumulate, the one thing that we have left out along the way is inspirationals that feed the soul, good news that feeds the soul, affirmations that feed the soul. And so that's a long way around answering the question about serving in the military. But it's so important for military people who are often isolated from their families for periods of time or have multiple deployments. That's really at the root of our deaths by suicide. And then we've got a very, well, I don't want to call it a, we have a reentry program that could use a lot of strengthening. And so that's the next thing that we're going to work on is, you know, how do we transition from a very structured family, very structured and very strong family system where I've got your back and you've got my back to a civilian system where that camaraderie is missing. And very often it's a result, and it can result in divorce. It can result in post-traumatic stress disorder. It can result in considering, and unfortunately, some succeeding in committing death by suicide. It's an ongoing thing, but it's exciting. To pay it forward, so to speak.
Yes, and listening to you, thank you for what you do for veterans, and I hope so many people this is resonating. I agree with Pamela June Anderson in saying that people are disconnected out there, and they feel disoriented and lonely, etc., and so much is welling up inside of them. So 21 to 22 suicides a day, that's unbelievable. We only have a minute or so left, and I know it just flies by. What do you hope people take away from reading this? That there is hope and that they can do something?
Well, they will take away an opportunity to self-reflect, an opportunity to heal internally, because Kate, that's where the work takes place. Mm-hmm. I can go to all of the seminars and all of the conferences and all of the churches, and I can do all of that external work, but nothing happens until I stand in the mirror. You know, who was it? Michael Jackson that made the recording. I'm starting with the person in the mirror.
Yeah,
that you've got the work is internal. It's really taking time, number one, to get to know, well, who am I? And why am I here? And do I believe what I have been taught? Or am I willing to take the risk to, what's the word that I'm looking for? To take a critical look at what I've been taught, whether it's religious or political or social, are these my values or are these the values that have been imposed upon me?
Yeah.
And that's where the rubber meets the road. And we have to have the courage to say, well, you know, I need to tweak that a little bit. And maybe if I write about it, if I take this opportunity to look at these articles that have been written from a reflective perspective with becoming whole, to be made whole as the goal, and to live the life I love as a goal, and to get to know who I am and whose I am. So the takeaway, an opportunity to start an internal journey toward wholeness, and to understand, yeah, the work may be tedious, but on the other side of it, life is good. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. And I too, whoever the I may be, I too can reach out to my fellow veteran or my fellow brother or my fellow sister, and take a hand and make a friend and mm-hmm. ease on down the road.
I like that. Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, Pamela June and Anderson. Thanks for what you do, and thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, let's talk again.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Corner, Hartley Kinnett joins us. He's written a book called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
You and I had a great conversation off the air, and tell the listeners what it is that drove you to write this book. Why'd you write this book?
Well, I had grown up in a family where religion wasn't really part of anything, and so I really didn't attend church, but as a youngster, I had an experience that was extraordinary. I was 10 years old, and I had this experience, and didn't think a lot about it at the time, but it turned out to be the beginning of a faith walk. And then I began having other experiences that were equally as dramatic as that the first one I had, and suddenly I could see a pattern. And suddenly I could see God working in my life. And so I would tell these stories to people either in teaching or home events or something like that. And they finally said, why don't you put them in a book? And then I realized when I did that, that this was a whole faith walk of a individual.
I like that. I love the title, A 25-Cent Investment, and we'll talk about it in a second. But give us one of those stories, either the one from when you were 10 or another one you want to share.
Well, the first one was 10 years old. I came from a big family, four brothers and a sister. It was during the war, 1944, and we were at the shore, and my we had all gone to the beach, which is what we did every morning, and I had come home to the family for a traditional lunch, which was, again, what you did. And as I got home, I realized everybody was sitting on the porch very morose, and I said, this isn't like a beautiful day in Long Island shore. This, something's wrong. And my father came out to me and handed me a telegram, which said, Dear Mr. Kinnett, sorry, but your son, Ensign Harold Kinnett, is missing in action and presumed dead. And that shocked, of course, the whole family and shocked me to the extent that a 10-year-old can absorb all of that. But nonetheless, we went along with our lunch, and it was a tough one, of course, and I just wanted to get out of the house. So I got on my bike, was going to go back down to the beach where I loved and would probably find solace, and I went by this church that I must have gone by 100 times in my life and never even thought about it. And suddenly my bike pulled over, and I got off my bike. I walked up to the door. The door was open. I walked in. It was musty. I went down the middle aisle, having no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. And there in the front was a table with a little bowl in it. So I dug in my pocket and put a quarter in it and turned around, walked out, got on my bike, went to the beach. On the way back, the same thing happened. I was drawn into this church. I went up, looked at the bowl, and the quarter was gone. And I said to myself, wow, that is, something's happening here.
Right.
It really shocked me. So that was the first one. That was my 25-cent investment.
I love it. And that's the name of the book. And so that explains the name of the book. And so, you know, your book and your personality, people can tell it, which, by the way, you can get this book on Amazon.com. You're very upbeat, but just like you described there, with the missing in action and, you know, the telegram, obviously there were times of discouragement. There were times when you had to deal with something that was bleak. So how do you get through that?
Well, it's interesting, Kate. Yes, of course, everyone has highs and lows, and that's one of the things I learned. That's one of the things that I finally learned, that God does that, you know, that allows that to happen. I'm not sure he does it, but he allows it to happen. For me, in one case, for instance, I started my own leather business, and I took all my wife's inheritance and went out and bought, of all things, kangaroo skins. Mm-hmm. And started to tan them. Well, I was going along like gangbusters, and everything was fine. And suddenly I got a phone call from my partner in Sydney who said, Hartley, guess what? The Australian government has just put the kangaroo on the endangered species list, and we're out of business. And the whole thing came tumbling down. I lost every dime we had. And it was all because I had been totally arrogant in starting this business. I thought I knew more than my father. I thought I knew more than all the other tanners. I just had been arrogant. God said, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be arrogant. So I was got a 2x4 wake-up call.
Yeah. And then you turned things around and came out on the other side, right?
Well, we did, yes. We did. We had some tough times, which was another really part of the story, is that my wife hung with me. And we got through, and things turned around, and I got back active in church, recognizing what I had done wrong, and then things really began to go back up top again. So I went from these highs to a low, back up to a high, and it was a pattern that each time I was on a high, I was able to really minister to people, and when I was on a low, I was learning. And so it was really extraordinary how God led me through these ups and downs as a teaching experience. And well, that's really how I do it. It's just you have to turn it over and say, I don't know where to go from here. What do I do?
Yeah. Is this the most important driving force in your life?
Yeah, by far.
And yeah, how How tough is it to share that, though, with people? How do you share your faith? Because, you know, especially in these times.
Well, it's a good question because one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I hear all around me, you know, well, where is God? Where are the miracles? Where are the things that we read about in the Bible today? That, you know, they're not there. They're gone. We're not seeing it. So why should I get involved? Well, I want people to know that there is a God. There are miracles. There are even angels, which I describe in one of my stories. There are miraculous healings, which I describe. God is very much present, very much here, but we have to look for him.
Yeah, so when you tell people that and they say, well, how? How do I look for him? What do you tell them then?
Well, I say that it's, first of all, it's prayer. I mean, that really does work. And so you have to learn how to communicate with God. It's different, Kate, for all different people. My wife can pray in the car. Well, I can't. I have to go into a room and be quiet for 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Of course, we go to church, so there's an opportunity to pray there. But for me, it's being alone, clearing my mind, and allowing God to talk.
Wow. And that's the thing to do. I like that, clearing your mind. So the name of the book is The 25-Cent Investment. You can clearly pick this up on Amazon.com. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I think the takeaway is that this book describes God working through a regular guy, a regular person, no halos, no wings, no nothing, but having these experiences that are leading him into a place where God wants him. And that's the takeaway, is that a kid being afraid to go someplace or being afraid of something can find that he can get through it. I was abandoned at prep school, scared the heart out of me as a young teenager, but I got through it. I was a businessman and failed miserably, but I got through it. I was terribly sick, had a fatal heart attack, and had a miracle healing and got through it. So it's really a question of allowing God to work in your life.
I like it. That's the perfect place to end this. Again, letting it happen, letting God work in your life. That sums up what you're talking about here. And in the book is called A 25-Cent Investment. Hartley Kinnett, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so again, to remind you, because I know you'll ask me afterwards, the book is on Amazon.com, A 25-Cent Investment. And I love the way Hartley weaves the story and tells you about just being a kid, a 10-year-old kid, and the things that happen as he described there throughout his life and why he has such strong faith and why he tries to share that with people. So what an interesting story. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Man has created all that array of systems for the preservation of the world.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.